Cheka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 26, Polokwane 28, Mbombela 27. Die minister van Justisie, Thembi Simbali, het enige onbehoorlike verhouding ontken met die kontrakteur betrokke by die WBS bank skandaal, terwyl sy burgemeester van Polokwane was. Sy verskyn voor die parlementêre portefeulje komitee oor Justisie oor beweringe dat sy 'n lening van meer as R500 000 ontvang het van 'n tussenganger met WBS bande om 'n koffiewinkel in Sandton te koop. Simbali hou vol sy was nooit betrokke by die aanstelling van die tussenganger Kundo Wealth Solutions nie.
It was a unsolicited bid where you work at the commission that you are receiving. It's what you get to be paid for. So there is no money that was paid by Polokwane Municipality.
Intussen bevraagteken die DA se Glenys Breitenbach of Simelane steeds haar rol kan bekleë.
That's inescapable. It's an ineluctable conclusion that you cannot sit on top of the pyramid while a matter such as this is being investigated. Because it is being investigated. As we read this morning in the papers, the Hawks have executed search and seizure warrants in Polokwane on the office that you occupied. And they're clearly investigating, amongst other things, this transaction.
Adjunk president Paul Mashatile sê die regering by Vlas beslote om die landse werkloosheidsprobleem aan te spreek. Dit kom na die werkloosheidssyfer toegeneem het tot 33,5% in die tweede kwartaal van hierdie jaar. Hy sê die regering se doel is om belegging te verbeter.
The government of national unity has resolved to dedicate the next 5 years to actions that will advance 3 strategic priorities: to drive inclusive growth and job creation, to reduce poverty and tackle the high cost of living, and to build a capable, ethical and developmental state.
Die Automobile Association verwelkom die ondersoek na die aanstelling van die Franse tegnologiemaatskappy IDEMIA om die land se nuwe slim rybewyskaarte te vervaardig. Die departement van vervoer het IDEMIA vroeër die week as die voorkeurbord gekies. Die AA se woordvoerder, Leighton Beard, sê die ondersoek sal ingesluit word in die ouditeur-generaal se audit van die verkrygingsproses vir die nuwe rybewyse.
Huge amounts of public funds are at stake, and it is critical that the public has complete trust in the process and its outcomes. The DOT and other government departments have a duty to justify the selection of specific entities, not only in terms of the money being spent, but also in terms of how these entities are better suited than local suppliers to provide products and services.
Minstens 17 kinders is dood in Kenya na 'n brand by 'n laerskool koshuis. Die brand het middernag ontstaan in die koshuis waar ongeveer 800 leerders bly. Die plaaslike polisie sê die slagoffers was ongeveer 9 jaar oud. Meer op jackrandfm.com, klik op news. En die eerste stembriewe in die VSA sal na verwagting vandag uitgestuur word. Die kop-aan-kop verkiesing tussen Donald Trump en Kamala Harris begin in die deelstaat van North Carolina. Die eerste klomp geposte stembriewe is veronderstel om vandag na kiesers te gaan. Ek is Emiel Pienaar, top story this hour. Justice Minister answers questions in Parliament.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Never knew how to forfeit, but we always knew how to talk. Couple nights through gasoline on the fire. We never knew how to perfect, but we always knew it would work. 'Cause if something made us red, or if something got us in, all before the night ends. No, don't get stressed, just gonna get figured out. That